you doing today? I am so giddy that we are having this live in-studio performance out in the public gathering space. This is the first time that we've done this, and we built it, and you came. Thank you so much. We're going to be doing so many more things like this. Every week we come up with a new idea, and we're so excited to be helping you discover great new music. But this is not a new band to KEXP. This man is beloved the world over, and he only surrounds himself with top-notch talent. Please help me welcome Charles Bradley and his extraordinaires.
Gentlemen, please welcome to the stage the Screaming Eagle of Soul, Mr. Charles Bradley. Hello.
I've been lonely, baby.
I love you too. I love you too.
Charles Bradley and his extraordinaires. Incredible. Charles, thank you so much. This man's a lover. That's one of many wonderful hugs I've had from him. I still remember my very first hug from you in March of 2011 when we had the honor to have you live on KEXP the very first time from Austin. And it's been such a treasure and an honor to have you so many times. Thank you for your generosity to KEXP. Thank you. Charles, you've graced the stage many times for us at many festivals, but as I said, the first time and the last time I actually got to have a long conversation with you was that first time I met you, and that was back in 2011, and you'd not been performing as Charles Bradley for very long at that time. And I just want to know how you're feeling this many years later with all this love that everyone's been giving at you and that you give back. It's got to have been a crazy, wonderful ride.
All I can say to everybody who made this my life a different life from the life that I live in the past, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. Thank all of you.
You can tell he gives it his all on the stage. You tell stories with words and lyrics, with music, with your eyes, with your body, with your heart, and I can just tell that you love it. How does it feel to be performing on stage? Were you performing before you started playing as Charles Bradley? Is that something that you'd always done? Because I know you've had a number of jobs.
I've been doing shows ever since I was about 16 years old. But I finally got an opportunity to be Charles Bradley. You know, I used to do James Brown all my life most of the time, and Bobby Womack and things like that. But I got a chance with Tom Brennan, Gabriel Rob. They offered me to come to do some Charles Bradley. They said, we want to see you come out of you. We know you can do James Brown, but we want to see Charles Bradley. So I took that chance.
Thank goodness for that. Every record that you've written, every song that you've sung has so much heart in it. This new record, Changes, is really just a breathtaking piece of work. And I'm curious what this record means for you.
Oh, that song, Changes, you know, when I first started singing, it was too unbearable to sing it because the song got memories of my mom, my late mom. I was by her side when she took the last breath. And Mr. Tommy Brennan asked me to learn that song. And I was going through changes at that time, learning that song. But one verse really stuck right to me. That was the last verse. And as I go to it, I let you know where that feeling came from. And my mom would close her eyes on me. It was just like, wow. She said, son, sing that song. Don't give it up. Because it was hard to sing at first. And she said, son, anytime you sing it, think of me. And I do.
What a beautiful tribute to your mother.
Yes.
Well, it's a beautiful record. Changes is the new Charles Bradley record. And I have to ask, you are absolutely a style icon. Does that all come from you, or do you have a little hidden help? You never tell? That's a little secret we don't want to tell?
No, it's that I'm going to let you know where a lot of my clothes come from. You know, you came from a very poor life, you understand? And I see clothes in stores because out of my reach and I couldn't get it. So what I do, I go into secondhand stores. I look at clothes that I see. I know that I can take it. And sometimes, excuse me, ladies, I see beautiful gowns. I just cut them up and make it to my own. I see a suit that I real long, I cut it up and just say, Charles, just use your imagination and let it work.
Well, you exude love from every inch of yourself, both inside and out and up and down. And again, you've surrounded yourself always with such talented musicians.
These are my boys. You know, I always say, you know, I know these guys. Some of these guys I know from a long time, like Mikey D. I know him over 15 years, when he and the other guys about 5, 6, 7 years, but we all came to be one family, you know. They are my boys. That's what I tell everybody. And I love them so much.
Charles is playing tonight at Numo's. Hopefully some of you will be out there seeing him tonight. Charles, I know you give 1,000,000% on stage, so we thank you for doing this extra show today for us live on KEXP.
Thank you,
Betty. Let's hear it for Charles Bradley and his extraordinaire.
Try to give love all over the world, but what?
right, I might just do you in. Ain't it a thing? Ain't it a thing? Ah! Ain't it a sin? Come on, back up, horns, play with it, double up on it.
Going
And this is the part that hurts me the deepest. It took so long to realize I can still hear her last goodbye. And now all my days have turned to tears. Wish I could go back, Mama, and change these years. I'm going to change it. I'm going to change it in my life. It's gotta be a change in my life. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, may ever who you are, if you have a lost one that have lost, if you have a mama or a papa, and you had your arguments and you went away and never said I'm sorry, brothers and sisters, it's later than we think. You better go back to your mama and hug her and let her know, Mama, I love you. And Pop, he did the best he can for you. So if you got a loved one on this planet, I never knew my father. My mom was my mama and my father. But if you got a father out there that loves you, oh, you got grace in your heart. So ladies and gentlemen, let sorrows be gone. Let love stand a chance. I'm going to change it. I'm going to change it. Oh, it hurts so bad in my life.
Everything he's got, like he always does, playing tonight at Numo's. If you don't have that wonderful new album, Changes, you need to get that right away. In fact, you need every one of his records. Let's hear it for Charles Bradley and his extraordinaires live on KEXP. Thank you, everyone, for coming out, and to everyone listening online and at KEXP.org.